Stop. It took a picture. Should I push the red dot? I keep forgetting the red dot.
Have a listed for video. Yeah,
no, the red dot. Okay, so Rich, sorry, do it again. Test 1, 2, 3. Well, good morning, family. Nice to talk to you again today. I believe the snow has finally ended. You can put your toboggans away. And by the way, how are you coping? How are your mood swings? The anxiety you're feeling? Are you feeling overwhelmed? Do you have an instant sense of exhaustion or insomnia or even grief? I want to again remind you that these are normal scenarios for the type of situation that we are in. So give me a call and we can chat, or I'll come over for a driveway visit. Speaking of driveway visits, it's interesting. Jane and I have decided to schedule it. It's like going to for meet the teacher Thursday or even Saturday. So every afternoon between 1:30 and 4:30, except on Fridays, give us a call and tell us when you would like us to visit. Also, how are you doing keeping busy? We've made a number of things available in our home. We planted seeds. I am just so excited to watch the radishes and the beans and the tomatoes grow. I've been watching them for hours. It's been fascinating. I think maybe when I retire, I'm going to be a gardener. We'll see. We've also decided that we are going to play every game in our repertoire. And so as a result of that, we brought out the game of Risk. And those of you that have played Risk know that that's a game of annihilation. Jane was quite adamant she was never going to play that game. But we finally convinced her to play, and I want to report to you that Jane now rules the world. Beck and I got wiped out. Jane has agreed to maybe play again. Who knows? As our domino champion, and I want to thank the Walsh family for teaching her so many of the tricks. I'm coming over for some instruction, Deanne and Doug. And we played a lot of games of Uno. I am really learning my colors and my numbers. I'm thrilled. But we're having trouble with all the stress of the time with the idea of skip and reverse. And our short-term memory is so flawed that we've literally had to draw an arrow so that when we go reverse, we know which way we're going. So you might have to do those things just to stay sane. So here we are on this day of worship together. And I want to now give you the birthdays. And we have some folks we want to give greetings to. And here they are as Richard gets them for us ready. So we are going to wish a very happy anniversary to the Walshes. And you can see our birthdays. TJ Hamilton has his birthday. He's turning 4. So TJ, a very happy birthday to you. And for Kathy Anderson, a happy birthday for you as well. And for Christina. And for Shauna on May the 1st. And Rick, your birthday too on May the 2nd. And for Grace. And for Vanessa, the 3. On May the 2nd, to all of you, a very happy birthday or a very happy anniversary. We wanted to show you what's been going on here at the church. And Richard has taken a picture of the setup. You'll see what we do as we get ready for the recording time. Jane, of course, is doing all the sign work for the deaf. And then we have a couple of other pictures that you might appreciate. You can see in the background, this is the new congregation. They are very quiet and respectful. Nobody is interacting, and I've got to tell you, I really miss the interaction. Norm, I even miss you. But anyway, so we're looking forward to the opportunity when we're back together as a family once again. I believe, Richard, we have another picture. Is that correct? That's it for now? Beautiful. I also want to give you the jokes for the day, and I really appreciate these are absolutely hilarious. Quarantine has turned us all into dogs. We roam the house all looking for food. We are told no if we get too close to strangers, and we get really excited about car rides. Does that sound familiar for you? And then we have the next one here. Remembering when we wish we had a long weekend, wishing the weekend would last forever, well, are you happy now? Very good. Other ones that you'll appreciate, I think this is absolutely hilarious. You'll see the three ATM machines. People are lined up 6 feet back from them, but they had no idea that maybe the virus could move sideways or didn't move sideways. Think about that one for a minute. And finally, if they had just called it the stay-at-home challenge and posted it on Facebook, the virus would be gone by now. I think it's just, that's just, thank you for all the humorous stories that we've been getting. Want to now give you the notes for prayer and praise. And the first one is doctors feel that he won't have to have dialysis. I think that's fantastic news. We do know that he, of course, is still in hospital. He's been moved from Orillia to Collingwood. Of course, Rhoda cannot see him in any way. And they're looking for the reason for the low blood count. And as soon as that gets fixed, he will be going to rehab, and we'll see that under the notes for prayer. Catherine has been having problems with her feet, and the doctors thought it was gout. It turned out that they felt it was infection, and Catherine has reported that after prayer, the infection is gone, the pain is gone, and she's feeling so much better. So to you, Catherine, we're thrilled. And now for notes of prayer. Just want to give you an update on Leanne. As some of you know, her ENT appointment was canceled. She's found that extremely discouraging. But her GP has prescribed medication for her that will take 5 days to reset her allergies. And then that information is going to be passed on to her ENT specialist. Donna has asked prayer. Her rheumatoid arthritis is attacking her body, and especially in her hands, and so she's asking for a complete healing. And as I mentioned with Rob, we need to pray for both he and Rhoda. It's hard for them to be apart. And that Shauna is asking for prayer for Brian, who's praying for Wi-Fi, and that the stores can help him when they again open. So you can be praying for Brian. Cavell is praying that her blood pressure gets under control. She sent me an email stating that they went up to the hospital and she was evaluated. And, of course, the doctor, I think in many cases, as in Cavell's, is saying a lot of these things are stress-related. So just keep that in mind if you're finding you're having strange issues. Much of it is the unconscious stress. And also that we pray for the families and the victims of the Nova Scotia massacre. As information comes out, It's very, very sad for many of these families for what they're going through. And, of course, they had a couple of false alarms in Nova Scotia again on Friday, and people are just so antsy that every sound sounds like a gunshot. So there's a lot of stress in so many ways. I also would ask you to please walk and or drive carefully. The other day, a lady was hit just outside of Colin and Mark's home by a fella who was going too fast around the curve. And so please be careful. If you're walking with people and one is on one side of the street and one's on the other, be always aware of which way you're walking toward traffic and the traffic coming toward you. Now we're going to look at our news feed for this week, and you will see it for these upcoming days, and I just want to review these with you now. The drive-in churches in Kentucky, Mississippi, and Saskatchewan have celebrated some procedural and legal victories this week. There's an Ontario church, of course, that's facing legal charges because of services that they did. The next slide is about a Harvard law professor who reiterated this week that homeschooling should be banned. In a paper she published in the Arizona Law Review, she called parents of homeschoolers extreme religious ideologues. So again, there's stress even for those that are trying to homeschool. China, despite the pandemic, China continued to destroy three of the self churches again this week, as well as there's a report that it's rated 177th out of 180 countries that is lacking in journalistic freedom. You might be aware that the Chinese have not decided they will not allow an investigation concerning the origin of the pandemic, which does not surprise any of us. Also, a state legislator in Tennessee, who's a Democrat, is apparently very pro-life, and he has been removed from the ballot, citing reasons that that to protect the values of the party is necessary when it comes to this particular veteran. So again, in all the stresses of what's going on, very much politics are taking precedence over reality. You might remember Alphonse Devoc. He just passed away last week. He was 88, died of pneumonia-related an issue. He was very much a pro-life leader, very much an activist in the Roman Catholic Church, and he wrote a book that really was very fundamental in many people's thinking, Morality and Law in Canadian Politics. So if you haven't read that book, I'd suggest you get a copy. Also, the Worldwide Christian Solidarity Journalism Group has released a report saying that there are three areas in the Mexican states that are facing, where evangelicals are facing real systematic pressure and persecution. So that's Mexico. And then we have our next slide, which is about the fact that a mosque in New York City has been allowed 10 at a time to pray together, but a church in Virginia was charged with having 16 people widely separated in a sanctuary that holds 293. Again, one of the frustration is there seems to be no situation of protocol for these different situations that we're going through. And then finally, you might have seen this on the news, Iranian convert Mary Mohammeded received a suspended sentence rather than acquittal. If she does not meet the judge's approval in the next 12 months, she will be given the lash and then sent back to prison. And she simply is a Christian. Also, to let you know that the demand for underground audio Bibles has surged in recent weeks in North Korea. It's occurred while the country's been facing the COVID crisis. And, of course, there's new questions as to the health of their leader. So an interesting day for the move of the Spirit in North Korea. And then in a situation that's not been widely reported, Mozambique, which is primarily a Christian-majority nation, has had many more new attacks from Islamic insurgents. And in this case, 52 villagers were killed in one village, and literally it was a massacre. And so these are some of the updates that we've been receiving so that you can be praying not only for our country, but for everyone around the world who is going through great stress. So let's pray together. And let's ask the Lord to continue to intervene on all of our behalf. Heavenly Father, this day of worship is dedicated to you. And we are thrilled to be able to take time and pray for others, be updated on situations that we may otherwise not be aware of. And so, Lord, thank you for all these notes of praise. Thank you for the humorous moments in our lives in the midst of the seriousness and the surrealness of all that we're going through. My prayer is that in each of our homes there would be more laughter and there would be more of a sense of humor and just the reality again that you're in charge. And since you're in charge and you are for us, who can be against us? Not even a virus. And so, Lord, as we head into another week of so-called quarantine and self-distancing, Lord, give us creative minds and give us prayer-filled minds. Lord, we rejoice with those who've had a special touch. We're so glad that Rob does not need dialysis. But again, the continued improvement since his foot amputation, and then the opportunity to go to rehab so that he will be able to come home. For Donna and all that she's dealing with her arthritis, Lord, would you bring great healing? We thank you for what you've done for Catherine. And Lord, for Leanne again, we ask for your healing power to touch her throat and voice box, and she'll be able to talk and sing again and glorify you. And Lord, for all those that are going through stress times, we think of Cavell with her blood pressure. Others have numbness in their face and hands. Others are having incredible mood swings. Others are just feeling incredible exhaustion. Lord, remind us that you are the one. Come unto me, all of you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And Father, as we think of those who are seeking to serve you around the world, Lord, we pray for these individual Christians who are struggling, not so much just because of a virus, but because of where their geographical location is and the stress they're going through because they are being attacked politically or literally with ammunition that is being fired from guns with the intent to kill. We again pray for those in Nova Scotia who are trying to recoup after the loss of so many. And we pray, Lord, that there will be answers forthcoming so that there will be a measure of peace and a measure of closure. And so as we prepare now for you to listen to your word, my prayer is that all of us will again be blessed, encouraged, and reminded of a simple faith that says, on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I would like to preach on the topic, whatever you do, and that sounds kind of open-ended, but you'll see as we go through the sermon what I mean. I want to start by saying that these first 4 months have brought so many surreal and events that literally, I don't know if you're finding it, but I have lost count. I can't get my head around a lot of the things that we're going through. So I sat in my office this past week, and I decided I would see if I could remember any of my New Year's resolutions from January of 2020. I'm not in the habit of usually making them, and so that's probably why I couldn't remember any. But I thought I would ask you if you made any New Year's resolutions back in 2020, January. If you did any of your New Year's resolutions sound like this? I will stay patient and calm when the coronavirus arrives from China and hits Canada in March of 2020. Now, if you said, would you put your hand up? Because I just want to see the thousands of people that had that resolution in mind. None of us. None of us had it. Because in a sense, none of us really and truly know the future. And on the one hand, that could make us incredibly nervous. But the fact is, as Christ followers, we don't need to be nervous because the one who's in charge, the Heavenly Father, knows everything about our past and our present and our future. I love David, and I've quoted him so many times in the last few weeks, but David in Psalm 139 says, "You know when I sit down, and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with what? All of my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, what? You know it all together." You know it all together. At the start of 2020, the Lord already knew what was going to happen in March and April and as we head into May of this year. He says David says in Psalm 139, verse 15 and 16, "My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me when as yet there was none of them." You know, one of the things I'm finding in the midst of all of this pandemic is sometimes people say, well, you know, I don't know if I'm going to die or what's going to happen. You know what? Your days are numbered. The Lord already knows. And this is why the other week we said, you know, let's focus on this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And even if we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, as I said to you in my weekly emails, the Lord is with us. And so, again, he knows everything about us. He's formed us. He's aware of everything. And so this kind of information should enable us to trust God to effectively work in us and with us, definitely in us. We know that from 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 16. We talked about Romans, that nothing can separate us from his love. And those kinds of thoughts have to be crystal clear in our minds at all times. As Christ, we should feel his presence, because all around us is what? Sinking sand. And so, as we discussed last week, this is the day the Lord has made, Psalm 118:24. And even though, as I said a moment ago, we walk through the valley of the shadow of the death in Psalm 23, verses 4, the Lord is what? He's with us. We have died to that old nature when we became a Christ follower. We've died to fear-based thinking. Now, that doesn't mean we won't have fears or they won't overwhelm us, but we've died to just being controlled by fears, to be controlled by anger or the lust-filled sensual nature. And God himself has hidden our future in the wonderful power and reality of his Son. Colossians 3:3 says it. For you have died, and you're what? Your life is hidden with Christ in God. So, here's what I propose that we need to do this week. We're heading into a new week. Things don't seem to have changed. Uncertainty reigns. We're looking at now up to 25% of businesses in Canada are considering bankruptcy in the next 2 weeks. How should we actually be acting and thinking this week? We should be continuing to grow spiritually. That's our mandate. Colossians 3, verses 1 and 2, before Paul had talked about your future is hid with God in Christ Jesus, Colossians 3, he said, if then you have been raised with Christ to a new life, thus sharing his resurrection from the dead, don't you like the Amplified Version bringing out the Greek meaning there? Aim at and seek the rich, eternal riches that are treasures that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. And what? And set your minds, and the Greek also says, and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, not the things that are what? On the earth. Last week, I ended my sermon by reminding you the words of the song that Helen Lamell had written, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. And I hope you've been singing that this week, because again, the reality is that as we do that, the things of earth, what? Grow strangely dim or diminished in the light of his glory and grace. So I want to give you some ideas for this week in order to help you grow spiritually. And I want to continue in Colossians chapter 3, where Paul is writing to the church at Colossae, and he lists some very interesting scenarios. So in verse 12 of Colossians chapter 3, we get the following. And I want you to hear each verse separately. I'm going to pause as we go through these verses, and then I'll give you some instruction when we're done. Clothe yourself, therefore, as God's own chosen ones, his own picked representatives, who are purified and holy and well-beloved by God himself. And put on behavior that is marked by tender-hearted pity and mercy, kind feeling, a lowly opinion of yourselves, gentle ways, patience, which is tireless and long-suffering, and has the power to what? Endure whatever comes with good temper. Did you hear that verse? So I guess my question would be, how are you doing? How's your temper? Let's go to verse 13. Be gentle and forbearing with one another. And if anyone has a difference, a grievance, or a complaint against one another, start yelling and fighting and carrying on and hang up the phone. No. Readily pardoning each other, even as the Lord has freely forgiven you, so must you also forgive. So is there anybody in this time that you don't want to talk to? And in the quietness of your own home, the Lord's maybe giving you some suggestions. Verse 14, Colossians 3. Above all these, put on love and enfold yourselves with the bond of perfectness, which binds everything together completely in ideal harmony. Now, he's not saying there that we're to be perfect, but we need to be working in such a way that the perfect will of God is being accomplished in our own personal lives and in our own interactions with one another. Verse 15 says, and let the peace or the soul harmony which comes from Christ, again, where does that peace come from? From the Lord. Rule and act as an umpire continually in your hearts, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your minds in that peaceful state to which members of Christ's one body you were also called to live. And then out of all of that, what's he say? Be thankful and appreciative, giving thanks to God always. Again, don't you appreciate the words of the Greek that come out as we look at the amplified version of these verses? Let's go on to verse 16. Let the words spoken by Christ the Messiah have its home in your hearts and in your minds and dwell in all of its richness as you what? As you teach and admonish and train one another in all insight, in intelligence and wisdom, in spiritual things. Now, that can also mean that you also need to admonish yourself. We're all working through this together. And as you're working through this, and I am working through this, then we're also to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You know, sometimes churches argue whether we should be doing psalms or sing hymns or sing choruses or sing ditties or, yes, sing it all. One moment you may have a hymn in your mind, another moment you may have a chorus in your mind. Just start singing and let the praise wash over you as you praise the Lord. As you make melody, says Paul, to God with his grace in your hearts. And then in verse 17, we have the following. And whatever you what? Whatever you do, no matter what it is, in word or deed, do everything what? In the name of the Lord Jesus and in dependence upon his person, giving praise to God the Father through him. And so as you ponder those words in Colossians 3 and each of those individual verses, I want to tell you that this week I am not going to give you 5 or 6 points to focus on. I would like, and my suggestion would be to you, is that you take each of these verses, and even one per day, and just ponder them, and let them speak to yourself, and see what the Lord gives you. Write it down if necessary, but cogitate on these things. And you know, if you're going to grow spiritually like you'd like to, then take verses like Paul is giving, and really evaluate them, and then see where you are in all that is going on in your own personal life. I think, as I conclude this morning, I want to remind you that this spiritual pilgrimage we are on, let's enjoy it together, even though we're physically apart. You know the little song, you in your small corner and I in mine? That's where we're at, isn't it? So this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And so we conclude as Paul wraps up this chapter to the Colossians. He says, whatever may be your task, work at it heartily from the soul as something done for whom? For the Lord, not for men. This time of isolation has given us all the opportunity to really evaluate our relationship with the Lord, because people aren't really around to distract us or influence us in any way. And then in verse 24, he says, knowing with all certainty that it is from the Lord and not from men that you will receive the inheritance, which is your real reward. The one whom you are actually serving is whom? The Lord Christ, the Messiah. I was reminded of a little chorus we sang years ago. And it was entitled, Rejoice, You're a Child of the King. Little children, rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Lift your heads up high and rejoice for what? You're a child of the King. And so as you head into this new week, whatever you do, here's some guidelines. Let's pray together. Father, I want to bless you for being our God and for being constant and consistent and caring and comforting and complete for our lives. And I pray for our family, wherever they are, near and far, that you would bless them, that you would direct them, and that they would have encouraging revelations as they even take these words from Paul in Colossians 3 and ponder how they can be growing spiritually this week in new ways, or maybe to reinforce great truths that they've known for years. But in all of this, Lord, my prayer for every one of us is that we're growing closer to you no matter what goes on in this world of sin. We thank you for loving us. Bless and protect each and every person this upcoming week. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen and amen.